This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Monday, the 2nd of June, 2025.
Hello. I'm recording this from Peckham Rye Park. Rishi is currently doing a tutorial. So when... this is quite a new thing for us. Like, she's just gone back to work from... after maternity leave. And when that's been happening, I've been taking Uma for walks. You can hear her. Which has been amazing, because it's another example of like when she sort of taught us to do things we'd like to do, but you'd sort of never do. So yeah, being in the park on a middle of the day on a Monday is an example of that, and it's great. It's a sunny day, like quite a spiky sunny day. You can really feel it when the sun is out. Currently a big old cloud over the top. The clouds have actually looked surprisingly heavy for how sunny it is. They're darker than I thought they were going to be. In the distance, they sort of look like Simpsons intro clouds. We then walked to the gardens at Peckham Rye. On the walk, Rishi and I spoke about this yesterday, but all of the plants have gone like bananas with the heat and the amount of sun we've had. It's been like... particularly dry spring in London so far, all of any grass that like hasn't been maintained is sort of started to almost like flower. It looks like wheat, which I love. I love it when it's left and it starts to like, I don't know, it feels like it starts to like overtake. So then we walked to this wildlife garden, which is a part of Peckham Rye Park, which I didn't know about, and which we've came to this park loads. It was only from like strolling around with Uma that you come across it. And there's a meadow in there, there's a beehive in there. It's amazing. Uma's teething, so that's why she's got a teething toy, but that's why she's particularly vocal. Anyway, so we're there. Uma wakes up at that point, so I'm holding her, looking at the pond. And the pond, I don't know if I mentioned the pond, there's a pond, a really well established pond. And there's a little boy close to us with his sister. Their mum's close by, and he starts singing this song about how he just saw a newt. I've wanted to see newts forever and I've never seen one. It's kind of like, no way. And then I looked, and on the surface, sure enough, was three dancing brown newts. Amazing. Then when we were walking to record this, along the path, we saw what I thought was a squirrel. It took my brain 2 seconds to sort of like work it out, and it wasn't a squirrel, it was a rat, like I think like a water rat, but it was massive. So yeah, these are my observations today, more wildlife based I guess than weather, but it's all linked.
Good morning, speaking from Santiago de Chile. I'm not going to speak in chronological order about my interactions with the weather. I'm going to probably firstly mention my favourite one, the one that I most enjoyed, which is on my cycle to work just now, seeing the Andes Cordillera as it crosses Santiago, just in front of me. Like, it's June here, and it's quite an atypical early June experience for me as a European who's never lived in Latin America, because it's very cold and very chilly. It feels quite humid, or relatively humid, in that it's cloudy and perhaps a bit less polluted than other days, Santiago being one of the most polluted cities in Latin America. During that, this atypical early June morning, seeing the Cordillera across the city, just like honestly overpowering any other building or structure, urban structure or nature, natural structure like trees. It's always like cut against, like in the background, any trees or houses, and it's quite impactful to see. And obviously now in winter, that's why I mentioned like an atypical June experience for me. It's relatively snowy, so you can see like trails of snow just like running down, almost like veins in a human body. And that just only visually gives me like this chilly feeling of cold, on top of all the other things that make me feel cold, which is just the actual cold on my skin and the fucking condensation on my window. I just moved house, and no matter which house I move to, there's always like heavy, heavy, heavy condensation of my window as I wake up. Like, I literally cannot see. So I guess my interaction with it, to wrap up, is very tactile, but also very visual, to speak of like two senses that defined my experience of chilly early June Santiago for me today. Hugs, hugs, hugs.
Hello. This morning when I woke up, it was so bright, so sunny, but I didn't even know because I was sleeping so well. And it wasn't until my partner opened up the blinds this morning that I realised how beautiful it was. Such a bright, lovely day. And I think my dog knew as well, because he woke up and kissed me on the face like a minute before my alarm went off. It's very amazing how dogs do that. They just know what the time is. How do they know? How did he know that my alarm was going to go off 1 minute later? Anyway, so I knew I had to walk the dog before work this morning, and that sunshine was the perfect sign for a good walk. And I always assume if the sun's out, that means that it hasn't been raining in the night, which would mean that I don't have to wear my welly boots on my walk. I thought wrong today. It was also too hot to wear my welly boots because they're really thick. But I thought wrong because, you know, of all the dew on the grass, I didn't think about that. So I wore these boots that I have. I have no in between. I've only got welly boots or these walking boots that have so many holes in. So my feet were pretty wet when I started my walk this morning because I chose a path that went through lots of long, tall grass. But then I decided to just change my route halfway. And I had a cap on as well, which is a highlight of a good day, I think, that I had to have the cap to keep the sun off my eyes. And then I started on the rerouted option, and it was much better. My feet weren't getting as wet. So that was really nice. And it wasn't as windy as yesterday. The wind has picked up this afternoon, which made my cycle home from work a little bit more difficult. But nonetheless enjoyable. The wind also helped in other terms because it meant that I heard some different birds from quite far away. So I heard a cuckoo across the common this morning, which was quite magic. I also heard a stonechat, and saw the stonechat really close in a tree, which was really pleasant and a nice. It felt good to be able to recognize some more birds, and I really enjoyed the sunshine today.
It is currently 12 minutes past 4, Monday the 2nd of June 2025. I have made it to my second flight of the day. I woke up at 6:45 to a very intense sun and a very humid climate on Jersey. Recently I had the misfortune of badly spraining my ankle, so I've got a support boot and bandage on, which has definitely exacerbated the heat. And then I've had the pleasure of schlepping from Jersey to London Gatwick and London Gatwick to Heathrow. I'm thankfully I've made it, and I have two seats to myself, so I'm able to have my foot up and relax a little bit. I wouldn't recommend travelling with a suitcase, a backpack and a crutch across London. It is pretty difficult, and you have to vocalise your desire to sit on a priority seat because most people will try and look away or avoid you if they can, because regardless of any visible or invisible limitations, I suppose it all exhausts us in some way. I'm heading to Barcelona for a week, so I should be landing local time about 7:30 or 8 p.m. I imagine the sun will be setting as I drive in via a taxi. And then this evening, hopefully it'll be nice and temperate, and I'll be seeing my first show with some local friends. It's an act called Seafeel, who I'm very looking forward to seeing. And we will see how my fortitude and how my relationship with the Barcelonian sun will be as I endure it in live music with a battered little ankle.
Monday, the 2nd of June 2025, 7:17 a.m. Darug in Gundungurra country. There's a blanket of pastel washed cloud in the sky. Soft, pale, kind of uncertain. In the distance, there are mountains that still hold on to some of the darkness. The last of the cloud inversions hanging there, suspended, waiting to be melted by the sun, I guess, into the valley below. The sun's still low, long shadows. It's not overly cold, 7 degrees apparently. I suppose the cloud cover has held on to some of yesterday's warmth. Kind of memory. Slight breeze, north-northwest. The treetops are moving very gently. The world sort of feels quite still, quiet, even with the movement of the wind. It's quite strange how we describe something as slippery as the weather. We forecast it, measure it, track it, yet we barely grasp it. It's always moving, always changing. You can feel it on the face, in the lungs, but you can't really hold it, I guess. Today is a sort of muddled clarity, I guess. Comfortable, lethargic freshness, maybe. Every breath is a sort of interaction with something larger, this big, complex weather system, a vast shifting system. We kind of live inside of it. It's always there, but it's never really there also. Around us, in us, is us, I suppose. We can observe it, and we do observe it, through sensation, through presence. But it's never really separate, at least not really anyway. I suppose that's the interesting part. Trying to notice this fleeting thing, this boundless shifting. I guess could call it ineffable. Yeah, an ineffable permeability, maybe. Yeah. Weather observation.
So today we spent the whole morning indoors, actually. Which is quite different to usual. I was doing a kind of nice busy mix of feeding Uma. My partner Cam and I have a baby called Uma. We were feeding Uma, playing with Uma, helping her go back to sleep because she clearly woke up well before she was ready for the day. Having breakfast, and our windows have these like wooden blinds, so the sunlight always kind of bounces off them and then into the room. It casts this really like warm
tone of light across the flat, which has always given like quite a, I think, comforting, warm energy to the morning, which is really nice, which I didn't realise I had always noticed until making this recording now, actually. And then, hold on a second. And then I worked by the window during the day. I've just finished maternity leave, and I teach online for university. So I was giving some tutorial sessions, and then I finally got to finish and decided to go meet Cam and Uma, who were down by Peckham Rye Park near the gardens. And when I left the house, I came out from this kind of very warm, ambient, womb-like flat, and then just got like hit by this blinding sunlight, like heavy, heavy white sunlight. And I remember literally thinking, this feels like a wall of sun is coming down. It was really nice, it was really welcome, but I think, you know, when your eyes kind of go through two different spaces, and it felt like a kind of full body kind of adjustment happening. And our road is a bit of a sun trap as well, so it kind of felt like it was coming from all sides. Really nice thing to come out to after you finish work, I think. And then realised it was a lot hotter than I expected, which then made me realise that I definitely need to invest in a bit more of a summer wardrobe. Actually, that's the thing I noticed, that a lot of the people I saw on my walk to the park definitely seemed dressed as if they're more used to the warmer weather, which is kind of a hard thing to describe how you can notice that. But I don't know, I feel like at least in London, as soon as it gets hot on that very first day or first few days, everyone's wearing like quite exciting outfits, you know, like everyone's definitely excited by the weather, understandably. Even on like a Monday like this. Just walking around today, I saw groups of people that were definitely off or like not working, you know, meeting up and hanging out. And everyone kind of seemed a bit more casually dressed, you know. A bit more used to kind of that this is the weather that hopefully we're going to have for a little bit now. I think there is rain due, but yeah, who knows? But yeah, that's my big observation. And now we're going to go home and eat sweet corn, and Cam is going to put some tinfoil up on the window to see if that will help Uma sleep longer tomorrow morning. So wish us luck.
Thank you for listening. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajale, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can head to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. And a final thank you to all our current supporters. See you tomorrow.